3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get our volume up a little bit here. Do I got everybody?
Hello.
Hello. Do I got Chip?
How we doing?
He's there. We're good. I think we're good. Welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live today. Well, we're coming to you live from, what's our studio?
Now Hiring Iowa.
NowHiringIowa.com. And today, even more special, we have special guests coming in here. I'll introduce them in just a second. We also have... There we go. Wow. Perfect. I'm going to introduce them before I even introduced everything else. We have Chip Albright in here with us. Did
Hello,
I say that
afternoon.
Right? All good. Melissa Merrifield's in here with us. So we have the Wolves with us. We have D-Moss with us. I got Scotty sitting next to me. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. That's been a long time, and I remembered all of those.
I'm very
impressed. Wow. You also can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. We'll discuss what's coming up this week. The next thing that we have sports wise is the Northern Iowa Valparaiso game is coming up on Wednesday. So, we have that coming in. So we have everybody in here today. Chip brought us some a fun thing so we could just make Melissa's day. So today, our four seats that are in here are being brought to you by D-Moss, Des Moines Orthopedic.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. I walk in here and I'm like, oh, what is this? This is very nice.
You didn't have one. You don't have one.
I do, too.
You have one on there, but you didn't have one.
I didn't have one, but I do have a seat at the table right now.
You do.
Which I'm super excited.
Hit us up. How are things with Melissa? It's a brand new year.
It's a brand new year. I'm working on all those New Year's resolutions, you know, the ones that I'm going to really tackle and stick to all year long. Are we running that marathon like we talked about last year?
It may take me a day, but I'm in. I am in.
It might take me more than a day,
exactly.
But I'm in too.
Yes.
No, it's
October,
great.
October, that'd be great.
I'm three for three on my New Year's resolution, by the way.
Perfect.
Which is to start the day with a glass of water.
Okay.
That's good.
Attainable smart goal. Like,
that
okay.
Is.
That's a good
let's
one.
Go,
before
really
before
good
I just
one.
Start crushing coffee, one glass,
one glass
of cold
of
water. And I'm three for three out of the gate. So
there you go.
Good deal. All
there
right.
Go, people.
Yes.
Oh. So, I didn't know we were starting until today. I thought today was like the first day. And it's the third. Who knew that?
Well, it's kind of, you know, when there's a weekend, you guys had some really great games over the weekend.
It's true.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
True.
And
it's
so,
not it's not too late to start a new year, right?
Okay, so let's, Chip, it is a new year.
Yeah.
We got to see at the end of the year, we saw a game. It was amazing. We had a blast. Smart Clean gave us their seats for Scott and I and our wives. On the floor, it was amazing.
Oh yeah,
wow!
There's a nice experience.
I guess I should have gave you the D-Moss experience.
Just need to look at our schedule.
Okay. <We're> Next time, you'll be my guest
open.
at the.
How many times did DJ Carton dunk in that game?
A lot.
And that's he put a windmill down right in that game. Yes.
I am amazed at how good all of these guys are.
Yeah,
and it just shows you how elite to be an NBA athlete is, because I mean these guys are amazing.
Yeah, the athleticism is through the roof, like literally.
And coaching, I mean that was so we were on the visitors by the visitors bench, and the coach was so much fun. I mean he
also looked like he was 18.
He did. I have kids. All three of my kids have to be
right.
Older than he is. But the way they talk and the way they communicate, and you know, it's also giving another seven people experience because, I mean, it's a big coaching squad on, mm-hmm. on both sides.
And, oh, yeah, it's full.
It's giving people the opportunity to learn how to do things.
Yeah, and their coach would be a Nick Nurse guy, right? Because yes. it was Toronto, so yes. he reports up to Nick Nurse on the,
and that, and
the
that,
basketball
that
upside.
That is not a bad tree to be with.
Oh, no.
It's a great treat.
Not in the least.
And you guys know that, too.
Yeah. I mean, he was here before Nick, you know, went and won it all with Toronto.
Yep.
He was here winning it all with the Iowa Energy back in the
day.
So.
We were at UNI. He's actually my wife's age. She was a year behind me. But kids, don't smirk. He might have dated my wife. I don't know. But Nick's a good dude. Always has been. And he's a great coach. And it was entertaining. And you saw all age groups. I think that's the coolest thing. We happen to have three really cool things in this city that people love to go to, not only because it's fun to watch the game and be with the game, but the venues are fun. The Wild, you guys, the Cubs. It's amazing that we're not very big and we have something like that.
Yeah, Des Moines blessed. We've got a shirt that we did with Ray Gunn this year available in our merch stand that's like Iowa Wolves, the major league of the minor leagues. But that is Des Moines in so many ways because those are all, great
Cubs,
institutions.
The Cubs have the same, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In the Wild have done amazing things in this market.
I mean, it's just amazing going to the game and the energy. Like, you can just feel the energy within the game, the players, the fans, all the great things that you expect when you go to a game.
And if you happen to get seats like we had, where you were within 6 feet of the opposing team, you learn some new phrases. You learn that there is some self-policing within the bench. It's not always the head coach. And it was eye-opening. It was a lot of fun. It was, you just felt like you were in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Well, and you are. I mean, we say the next level is here. It's true because, you know, and I think I said this last time, more than 50% of current players in the NBA first had NBA G League experience. And then if you look at what happened over the weekend, so you were there Thursday, and then we played again Saturday and Sunday. Well, Sunday we had players that we didn't have Thursday and Friday. So on Sunday, Josh Minot was back down, as was Wendell Moore Jr. And then last night, the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets at home, and Luka Garza played considerable time, had really like 9 points, 9 rebounds. His plus minus was great. So it's very fluid.
Well, for us, I married into a Hawkeye family. I myself am a Cyclone, but Jordy Bohanna was on the floor.
Yeah.
To have him running right past you, I mean, you were wide open going, well, I thought he'd be bigger. But, I mean, he's everywhere. He was all over that place.
He played great Thursday and Saturday. Yeah.
It's a good thing for him, too. So he, you know, that gives him experience. It may not be here all the time, but all he has to do is show game film of what he did, and he can play overseas.
Did you see him? So Saturday night, he got teed up. This is pretty funny. He hit, like, I think he had a career high, 21, something like that. He had a handful of threes. J-Bo was playing really, really well, and him and Ron Harper Jr. go back to their Big Ten days when Ron Harper Jr. was at Rutgers, and J-Bo's at Iowa, obviously. And so he hits this, like, his 6-3 of the game, whatever it was, and gives Ron a fun little push, and he's laughing. And the ref didn't fully realize that they're pretty tight.
Right.
Teed him up. The Twitter clip is really pretty great of J-Bo like, what? Me? What did I do wrong? And
exactly.
Ron was laughing really hard, so that was fun to watch.
I'm telling you, I was watching the social media feeds, and I was having some FOMO, a little fear of missing out, because there were some pretty big dunks going on.
Because you were missing out.
I know I missed
out. The fear was real.
And just to say that, Ron Harper Jr. is a heck of a player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he had a huge game.
Yeah,
when we were there on Thursday.
And NBA pedigree, that's one of the other things, like those names, David Stockton will be through a couple times. It's John Stockton kid, Ron Harper, obviously,
awesome.
You know, if you follow the 90s Bulls, was so critical in all of that. So, yeah, there's a lot of great pedigree.
But we do have to talk about, you know, as much as this, our country loves sports, and even when you take it, you know, with soccer, you go across the world, and how much people love sports. It's almost predetermined that at some point you're going to have something that upsets the apple cart. And last night is one of those times. And Scott and I, one of the first things I said to him today was, I've seen that hit a million times. I've seen way worse. And it just at the right point, at the right time, Damar Hamlin had got hit in the chest and went into cardiac arrest. And I think 20 years ago, he doesn't survive. But now, how quickly the players got everybody to go, hey, you know, and how quickly everything happened. If I'm the NFL today, I'm pretty happy about my safety and precautions and things. Could they have done some other stuff better? Absolutely. We all can. Who knows how to act the right way for everything when something like that happens? But when you're looking at trainers, paramedics on the sidelines, what they were doing in the ambulance waiting for his mom, which was, I heard a lot of people today, that was one of the things that they were complaining. They had no idea. And mom needs to be in the ambulance. I don't care how you got her down there. I don't care how long it took. They could have done the same thing when they were on the field. I thought as a stadium and for a visiting player to do that, I mean, that's above and beyond. And I think the outpouring for everything, his people didn't know what to do. And they were waiting to hear things. So what did they do? They started donating to his charity. Because this kid's a big deal. He's a good kid. He does this all the time. And he wanted to raise $25,000 for equipment for a high school.
What was the number you last heard?
$4.5 million has been raised.
Wow. It's just the power of community.
It's the power of community. It's power of seeing something like that happen. And I get, and probably horrible for me as a radio guy that you're trying to hit everybody, if you don't believe in the power of prayer and you don't believe in the community and all of that, then you weren't watching the game last night. And you don't have to, but you can't deny that. I mean, and for these players, I mean, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are standing there. They're two of the best football players maybe ever by the time they're done. And they're balling like a 14-year-old that, you know, it changed everything that I thought about commercialized sports. And then the way ESPN and Fox and all these guys and how they talked about it and everything, I went to bed last night thinking, I love being in this profession. We're not very far in the profession, but I love being in this profession because that's exactly what we would have done. I would have sat there and tried to do anything humanly possible to make it easier on everybody else to understand, do whatever I could. And that's what they did. And, you know, it's your chip, you're bound. It's bound to happen. It's happened in hockey games. It's happened. I mean, I was a huge Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble fan with Loyola Marymount. I mean, they changed the way college basketball was. He had a heart attack and he died on the court. And people forget about that because it was so long ago. But kudos. And I have a feeling that you guys do the same thing. That you, if this happens, you guys already know there are people there to go boom, 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 boom.
Well, yeah, there are. And I would say that you're probably right. 20 plus years ago, and I'm not a medical expert by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely care was administered very quickly. My parents were actually in town visiting this weekend and left today to go back home to Fort Scott, Kansas. Shout out to back home. But my mom was telling me she remembers a story. Somebody was working in a manufacturing place and like a nail thing shot out, it hit him in the chest, and they lost a good friend in high school. And tragedy happens in a lot of ways. Yeah. And on and off the field. And I would agree. I was, you know, I actually wasn't watching the game last night, but then my phone started blowing up. My college buddies that were all watching because they were big Chiefs fans, so they're curious who's going to win this game. There are playoff implications. And then very quickly on that thread, you could tell that people were less concerned about playoff implications more. This guy's got to get healthy. And then everyone just kind of took that stance. And just, you know, to echo your point, like the humanity was larger than the game in a lot of ways. And ultimately, that's very important.
The weird nature of the game is the bowl game before it went long. That's what threw me off. Yeah. Because the starting point of when the NFL game was supposed to start. So I was flicking back and forth on channels. And then I turned it over and looked up, and there's Booger McFarlane and the crew still. And so I flipped it back over, thinking it's still running late, or, you know, they preempted the game, which, in hindsight, no one preempts the NFL. But anyway, so my youngest son texts me, says, are you watching Monday Night Football? And I said, well, it's not on and then I jumped on Twitter and jumped online and started and called him and talked to him. And Gary and I, or excuse me, Steen and I talked about this early on, is the surreal cloak of you're staring at the TV going, am I hearing what I'm hearing? I actually, Gary, I said, kind of, it was when Dale Earnhardt, when he passed away on the track. It's like, that was, I've seen a million worse, yeah, way more wrecks than it was for that to be fatal. To see this, go, man, was it a neck? Was it, I mean, did he spare him, you know, maliciously in the chest, or what was it? But it just was such a freak, surreal moment. And then the game stopped. The idea of, are we going to finish the game? It was, oh my God, is the ambulance in still not leaving because he's waiting for his mom because they don't need to leave? I mean, your head and your mind and your thoughts all start going. It's so surreal. And like I said, prayers and thoughts, as yeah, we've all talked about on social media and within family and such. But it's so many things that we've talked about today, that this is a game. It's a game of men and billions of dollars, but it is a game. And they don't expect to have this to be a fatal game. So
I think that's a good way to, you know, to move on. I think it needs to be paid attention to, and that's sometimes what, but I guess if you're ESPN and you have the NFL, you have to talk about it all day long. Now you just sit back and it's we're the greatest country in the world when it comes to healthcare. Now you just wait and see, and good things, hopefully good things come about. So that's what we're all hoping for. Once again, we have Chip and Melissa in here. We're going a totally different direction when we come back, and they were so nice to be able to let us talk about that too. So when we come back, we're gonna have some fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports Happy Hour with Steen and Scott today. We'll be back right after this break.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. At Scott Brower _13, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _SS. Did I hit them all? Yeah, there we go. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. This segment will be brought to you by DeMoss Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213 Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at demoss.com. West Des Moines hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny's are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The difference between urgent care and emergency rooms is the severity of the health problem. If the condition is life-threatening, go to the emergency room. If conditions is a minor illness or injury, take advantage of the convenience at urgent care for DeMoss. We accept most insurance, but we always recommend confirming with your insurance carrier. New to DeMoss is Engineer Performance by DeMoss, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa.
Whew! Nice job, Gary.
Wow!
I feel like
it.
You've said that a couple times, but you nailed it.
Just a few.
You made me really proud.
Chip Albright with the Timberwolves.
Good afternoon.
Melissa Merrifield with Des Moines Orthopedic. DeMoss are in here with us today.
We decided to kick off the new year in the right way.
I love it. We enjoy having you here. Chip, we're gonna segue into you.
All right.
You have some items that are coming up. Let's do the high school one first.
Okay.
Because I think that's really cool. Okay. I love when you guys do that.
Yeah. Right now at Wells Fargo Arena, the number 2 in the state, Johnston Varsity Girls, are playing the number 5 in the state, Southeast Polk Young Women. So that's part of our high school hoop series, which is something that we get to do when we have what we call dark days in the arena, where our court is still down and there's an opportunity for some different high schoolers to get in there and play on the court. Because it's different than your regular gym. So today, Johnston and Southeast Polk are playing both boys and girls. And then tonight, if people are interested, you could get down and check out Lincoln and Hoover as well. So four games today and kind of a fun thing. So shout out to all those schools and all the great high school basketball that's taking place all the time in our state. I know DeMoss takes care of a lot of high school basketball players, getting them through injury, getting them back in the game, all that kind of good stuff. So
here's a really exciting thing. I graduated from Southeast Polk in 1984. There were like five or six. Yes, that's a long time ago. Five or six kids went division.
I'm not good with math.
Yeah, went Division I in basketball. Move forward to today. There are so many Division I athletes in basketball, football. I mean, all. But let's take basketball since that's what's there.
Yeah.
Just in girls and boys, Iowa State's recruiting class they have of the men's, one of the best recruiting classes they've ever had. You have all the people that are already playing at Iowa State and at Iowa and at Drake and at UNI. It's a great time. Go watch these boys and girls play. It's amazing. Omaha Blue from Waukee. I'm trying to think of the kid's name from Johnston. They're dunking machines. I mean, it is so much fun to watch. So
I'm going to piggyback off your high school experience graduating, and I'm going to actually throw a little shout out there, I guess. So I went to Winfield Mount Union, famous Jess Settles.
Yes.
And then we were the only, I don't know, I haven't paid any attention, but we were on both boys, girls, class 1A and boys and girls state basketball a few years ago, but kind of impressive.
She didn't say 1984 because she can't say
I said night. Well, my okay, I'll say 1998. You know, I'm creeping up on that 25 year. We're getting there. It's okay.
There you go.
You know, it's amazing when you watch and you're a part of that, again, community, growing up and watching those basketball players and being a part of the team and cheering them on and then going to the barn.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, oh, that's huge.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's huge. It's part of the experience, and when you've experienced that, and then you go to the Iowa Wolves game, yep. And you experience that same kind of excitement and feeling around a sport. It just gets you super excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, Wells Fargo Arena does such a wonderful job, you know, in March with all of the, whether it's wrestling, girls basketball, boys basketball, all of that. It's really neat to be around up here. The state takes it all very seriously.
This gentleman right here is the leading cheerleader for female wrestling.
I'm all over Iowa women's wrestling.
Crazy.
And Iowa State. I just think these are some of the most badass people in the world.
Yeah, and very technically proficient. My younger brother's a wrestling coach back home, and now my niece is wrestling, and they're into it.
I grew up in Northeast Iowa, Waverly. Yep. Waverly is a big wrestling town. I mean, it's going to be my 35th year class reunion here. But even back then, you've got daughters of coaches that would whoop 90% of the guys' butts on the mat.
Right.
But just there wasn't a forum for it. It's cool. It's awesome. To jump back to one thing for you, though, and this is pivotal. We talked about this the night we were at the game. When we were there that Thursday night, who does your barbecue catering down by the courtside? Because that was phenomenal.
That's through the arena. Inside.
Unbelievable.
You're inside Confluence Courtside Club. Yeah. They crush it. So
our first trip there was a really good trip.
That's wonderful. Well, it's a really fun, you know, we're trying to premiumize the fan experience in a lot of ways and bring to Des Moines everything that, you know, the Timberwolves are doing up north. And so, yeah, we do that with Oakview Group, which is, they're the ones that run all the food and beverage through the arena.
Unbelievable.
Good deal.
But I don't, you know, it's just not that. It's the entertainment aspect of it, too. It's the jerseys. It's the different themes. And I hear we've got a big theme coming up here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Look at the segues coming in here.
Segue.
Wow.
We do. So our next.
You just take over. You go, girl.
Okay, sure. When do you want me on next? No, I'm just kidding.
Next home game.
I'm super excited about this.
Next home game is Sunday, January 15th. 2 p.m. tip-off, nationally televised, might I add, on NBA TV. Oh. And that's not the theme. The theme is it's Iowa State Fair Day at the Iowa Wolves, presented by Landis, and 1,000 free trucker hats, right? First 1,000 fans in the door, trucker hat. That's pretty cool. We're going to have the Iowa State Fair mascots there. Sarah Pratt, who is known, she's Buttercow. Mm-hmm. She's going to carve our mascot out of butter for the people to see. Oh, yeah.
So are we going to have a food on a stick competition too?
So 50% off. You ready for this? 50% off corn dogs, funnel cakes, smoothies, and cotton candy for the people. Celebrate the iconic Iowa State Fair in the middle of January. And I forgot about the live goats. We're going to have goats. We're going to have goats.
I was waiting for 50% off beer.
Discounted alcohol, but I'm good with free goats. So, all
right. Free goats.
And we'll be surprising and delighting people with, you know, fair tickets and all sorts of other stuff. And
that's exciting.
Balloon animals.
Oh.
Good times.
When we succeed as a whole, when everybody works together. I mean, that's a great segue to the Iowa State Fair, and I guarantee you they'll do the same thing back. And that's the fun thing when everybody gets along and kind of share things. That's kind of what you're looking for, and that's amazing.
Yeah, we actually we were at a meeting this summer with the NBA G League, and they kind of said to all the teams, "All right, come up with a new theme night and why you think that will work really well." And so we sat back on it, and we're like, "Oh, Iowa State Fair Night. Let's do it." Because how many people, you know, I think we did the math the other day. It'll be like 120 days until the state fair. It's like, all right, we can get through this winter before you know it. You know, the peak of summer will be here. Yeah, something like that.
With Gary Slater's departure, is the new?
Not yet. I have not heard anything. Okay. So,
New CEO. Yeah, yeah, I have not either.
So will the people watching be just as good at the game as it is at the Iowa State Fair?
That's a really great question. I hope.
I know. I will dress appropriately. I promise.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Jorts. Right?
Like cowboy boots, jorts.
Scotty and his jorts. Sitting courtside with a pair of boots.
And with it being the 15th of January, we should have the immense thunderstorm when we were at the fair doing the show.
Oh
this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there for that.
It hit literally, 20 yards from us?
Yeah.
And so it was
wild.
We had Brooks Reynolds on, and it was raining, and he brought food over. Yeah. And then we had Gary Slater in with us doing an interview, and you know, because it was like the light of lightning, and then boom, and it would shake our thing. The last one, and Gary's talking, and it just the light and the boom at the same time, and Gary put down his headphones, microphones, and we're just kind of standing there going, "Whoa, that was really close."
So we'll hope for no weather incidents on
fair,
the 15th.
Fair. Maybe some thunder snow. And I'll just get in. If you go to iawolves.com, we do have a ticket special. You can get 4 tickets for $15 in the end zone. So people can get in pretty cost efficiently that day.
Too. Right. We
that's like fair prices.
Yeah.
With the
it's
husband,
very fair.
The husband and wives, the four of us sitting down below, we did grab 3 tickets for my youngest and one of his friends, and I kudos to your staff at the window because we had 2, walked up, added a 3rd.
Excellent.
She was able to grab one, moved them a couple rows, got 3 of them. I mean, they are so accommodating. So great staff. Well done.
Perfect. Appreciate that.
Amazing. Are you guys on an extended travel when NCAA tournament comes in? Is that,
yes.
Is that how they kind of –
yes.
Did they how much lead time did you have knowing that's going to happen?
Quite a bit. We converse obviously all the time with the arena. They're such a wonderful partner, knowing that that's coming, which is such a big deal for this, you know, Des Moines and Iowa as a greater whole. So we just, you know, worked around that in a lot of ways because we've got to work through all of that scheduling. It is crazy because we get some guaranteed dates up front, then we try to release those to our fans as soon as possible. Then we've got to work back and forth with both the league as well as the arena in terms of availability on dates that make sense. And our league, we want to schedule a lot of back-to-backs because a team travels in, so can they be here a couple different nights? So there's just all sorts that goes into a lot of work to create a schedule.
Yeah, it's crazy. We were thinking about that when all the travel and the travel that you guys do, the travels that the parent teams do, I don't know how they do it. I get that they're not flying – you know, they're not flying commercial, but still, it's not easy. I mean, just logistically, it's not easy.
Oh, no.
To get places.
Then you add weather and just anything else to it. I mean, just recently, you guys might enjoy this. We were out at Showcase Cup. So that's where before Christmas, the NBA G League, they get everyone together in Vegas and everybody kind of plays each other. You're guaranteed two different games. And this year was my first year of going out there. And it's one of those, like, you got to have the media credentials to be there. And then you look around, it's like, oh, that's Joe Dumars, and that's Tayshaun Prince, and look at all these NBA folks, and here we are you know, Iowa, Minnesota represented right in the middle of it all is all these scouts from around the world too. Like, okay, he's from New Zealand and they're from Russia. And so they're scouting all these different players and all of that's happening all the time because, you know, to your earlier point, it is elite level basketball. And when a lot of these individuals don't immediately make it to the NBA, they're doing really well overseas playing right. basketball as well.
And I want to make sure everybody realizes that again. This is, I mean, it's high level basketball. I mean, I couldn't believe the defense they were playing, and I couldn't believe the coaching that was being done. You kind of think sometimes you just roll it out, and I get why we might do that I get why they do that because that's the way Nick always has been. He may go off cuff every once in a while, but man, he has a certain way he wants people to play and all that, and you can just see how they eat all that up, and when they don't, it's not a scream, it's a. And then they kind of in the ear, you know, because we're right there. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but he was extremely mad. I knew that, but he got his point across. He went out, and when he did it the right way, let's say 4 minutes later, right there to say that's what I want. That's going to get you more playing time, and I think that hit more than screaming. Oh, I could get more playing time if I actually do things I'm supposed to do, and it was just a lot of fun and. It's great entertainment. It's not expensive. The concession food would have been perfectly fine, but I mean, everything was so well done. It's just a ton of fun.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you.
Oh, I was going to say from a partner standpoint, it's been the same thing. Everything has just been very well executed. Our doctors are getting excited about not only being on the sidelines and helping and being there, from Des Moines Orthopedic Surgeons, but also, you know, they get to bring guests as well and have them experience the game. So it's been a great partnership for us to be a part of and just continuing that elevated experience, just anything that we can do to continue to elevate not only our patients' experience in the best way, but also continue to help provide care for, you know, if somebody would get injured. Being there on the sidelines is definitely what DMOS is there for.
100%.
And the engineered, I actually had a couple of people that went through the engineered
performance
and said it was amazing. So, yeah. But I have a really bad, because like I said, I graduated in 84, so that makes me older than all you. My memory's bad. Who was our gentleman? Who runs?
Joey Glenn.
He's really cool, too. And I actually, when they said they were going there, I said, what did you think of the person that ran it? And he goes, I've never met a person who had more knowledge, and we were a very different group, and we had elite, and we had, oh my God, I left my beer in the car, can I go back out and get it? And he had something for everybody, and I think that's what everybody's looking for, is they're looking for some place that can take care of everybody.
Yeah, everything you need, we've got you covered.
Do you got one more in, both of you?
Sure.
You got one more? Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to come back in here. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. We'll figure out what that's going to be right after this.
You can come up with more.
For Sports Talk Radio, Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Drive safely. Weather's going to be a changing, so you got to be looking out. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at Scott Brower underscore 13. You also can go to Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Tomorrow night we have Northern Iowa Valpo, so we'll be on until 5:30 tomorrow night. We get the whole 5 to 5:30 scoot for your debut Wednesday show. First time ever. Kind of start.
Increasing my hours.
You're increasing your hours. You got the next segment, or you got the next...
Yes, I do.
Sponsor.
You pull your sorry, out. I pulled my headphone out, and God knows I need to hear myself. Northwest Bank, and a little tidbit, side note, next week I'll be well gone for a couple days because I'm spending a few days in a duck blind with somebody from Northwest Bank. So, anyway, you're still paying me though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the eighth year in a row. We have to change that. It's a new year. Oh, no, they haven't won the award yet, have they? Eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever you have your phone in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can count on. Member FDIC.
I used the money to get your headphones.
Thank you for my Fisher Price headphones.
Okay, so I have a DeMoss question before we go back to Chip, because we in breaks. Chip gives all of his good stuff in the breaks, and we're like, Chip, you've got to do this when we're on the radio.
Good radio?
Just need the cues. All right, here we go.
So let's just say that you're at a New Year's Eve party, and you're kind of watching.
What's that, a New Year's Eve party? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we're not going to.
I'm not saying any. I'm not saying names.
There will be no names.
No names.
Okay, all right,
and,
no names.
You know, everybody's kind of around. We're playing. I have no idea what the name of the game was called.
It's called 99.
99, yeah, which means you have to count up to 99 after been drinking all night long, which is funny in itself. And maybe someone steps over to open up a champagne bottle. No, it's a wine bottle. And she was trying to get the plastic off.
Uh-oh.
And she might have went like that and sliced her hand all the way to the tendon. Missed the tendon by not much.
We have a great.
That would be emergency room, or
well,
it was late.
It was late, and DeMoss is not open. I would highly recommend getting to the ER as quickly as possible.
But if we were doing something silly like that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd still.
I don't know. This is where it's Melissa, the marketing person, and Melissa, the medical person, which I'm not medical, so I don't feel like I should be answering this question.
So they did the right thing.
You did the right thing.
Here's my two cents on this. If it was during your hours, let's say I bend down to pick up my tea and I hear my knee pop and I have a twing, I'm going to come see you guys.
Yes.
If I cut something and see something white in the back of my hand, I'm going to the emergency room or a clinic.
That's correct. And then you follow the lines.
Right. If I did have a tendon injury, then I would come see you later.
Yes, because our hand therapy specialists are amazing.
We had glue. We just weren't given a chance.
Oh, my gosh. I did not just hear that.
Yeah, but
even my own medical, like, I'm like, I did not just hear that there was glue.
It reminds me of a story. We were talking a little bit country earlier, so hold on.
We like stories around here.
No, my dad loves to tell this story that they were roping, right? And there was some drinking involved, and somebody had roped an animal, and they had their, like, thumb in it, and it kind of popped off the end of the thumb. And the guy stopped. They had a little burial for the thumb. And gave it its last rites. Then they took Gene to the hospital, and the doc's like, that's great. Where's the thumb? We can get it back on. And like, well, the thumb we have buried. And it's like, that was the wrong move, gentlemen. That was the wrong move. So now you will go thumbless.
Remember the first part of that story.
You know.
They'd been drinking.
They had.
Nothing ever good.
Drinking and roping.
And he's a horrible hitchhiker. Now,
when in doubt, consult professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get to the professionals.
That's where I'm
911 Melissa. That's my call.
And even Melissa, the marketing person, can agree that you probably don't bury the appendage versus.
Well,
at least bringing
it
with
body.
You.
Unless
you
it's
know.
A dead body and you're trying to hide it.
Right.
And, anyway.
Segway.
Okay.
Segway.
We're segway back to you. Unless you have another friend story.
No. I'll take it.
All kinds of fun stories. Yeah. We were just getting started.
Yeah.
So something I wanted to mention, when Toronto is in town, Ryan Hawkins plays with the Raptors 905, which is the NBA G League team of Toronto. And it was really cool. He grew up in Atlantic, Iowa. I didn't really know his story. He played at Northwest Missouri, then Creighton, and it was just really cool to see a community come out and support individuals. And obviously, the state of Iowa is so great about, like, if you are from Iowa and they find that out, like, all the love. And they Landis bussed over two busloads of Atlantic High School basketball individuals that were there hanging out down in the business zone, being kind of like courtside to see that. And then all of these other family members came over. Ryan went up in the stands. They took this huge picture. There were all sorts of hugs, and it was just really neat to see, you know, wonderful small towns that support each other in this state, and then again our league that is creating these opportunities for all sorts of players to get to the next thing, because it wasn't back in November when the Wisconsin Herd visited. On their team, they had A.J. Green, who played at, you were talking about Northern Iowa earlier. So on that court that night was A.J. Green, Joe Wieskamp, Lindell Wiggington was down that night, as well as, you know, J-Bo with us, D.J. Carton, former Mr. Basketball, Iowa 2019 from the Quad Cities, and Luca. And then not long, a couple weeks ago, when the Timberwolves played the Wisconsin, when the Timberwolves played the Milwaukee Bucks, AJ was guarding Luka one night on an NBA court. And it's like, wow, they were both just here literally weeks ago. And so it happens that quickly.
DJ's not far.
DJ Carton? Oh, my goodness.
He's not far from getting a shot to go up there and play. Yeah, he was fun to watch.
He is amazing.
And inside, outside, he did it all. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's – and, you know, these two Cyclones – we high five Jordy Bohannon, man, because it was a great. I mean, he had some great shots. He's
very passionate, fun to watch.
He is. He's a pretty cool. You know, it's in this league, it's a little less trash talking and giggling and smiling at people. He did that a ton. They'd say something to me, he'd just laugh.
I thought you meant the Raptors bench because.
Oh no, there was you couldn't have kids where we were.
Harper was policing some people.
When Ron Harper Jr. was on the bench and somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, the coach didn't have to say anything because he was standing up pointing at him and calling him out.
He knew his dog. You see a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And him and J-Bo are super tight. I didn't realize that either. They must have had a whole lot of fun playing against each other. And because I don't know if you saw the Twitter banter. It's worth checking out because there's this really great clip that we got after J-Bo hits like his 7-3 and then he's walking back and they tee him up and he kind of gives us like, what me, what did I do? And then him and Ron are going back and forth on Twitter, you know, giving each other a hard time and laughing pretty hard.
See, I think that's a cool thing too, that you get to see them a couple of games. I mean, it's just not one. And then you got to figure out a whole nother grouping to do.
And the back-to-back, they're almost always splits. You don't see a lot of sweeps because people are adjusting to each other. Nobody really wants to lose to the same team in back-to-back nights either. It seems like if you've been down one game, then you're just a little grittier the next in a lot of ways, too. And they figured out each other, and the coaches are changing up strategy, like, oh, we'll try this way. And so it's fun.
And I think the thing that I enjoyed the most being a really low-end coach was how we were on the Raptor side, how the Raptor coach would let they had already discussed, and he wasn't the one telling him. It was other people that were telling, maybe trying to, you know, make it so that maybe they can move on. But I mean, he was doing his best to try to, you know, have it being said by somebody else, because maybe him screaming at him all the time. He didn't scream a ton, but you know, that wasn't getting through. So it was nice when they were doing stuff.
Well, like it's a player development league too. I mean, that's as sports fans, it's something that we all have to remember when we're watching it. And so often they're probably running a system that might not be perfect for their guys, but that's the system that you need to learn to
get up.
Yeah. If you want to get up in that organization, and some systems are harder to learn for some individuals than others. And you've got to change your style of play. And there's all of that fluidity and team chemistry.
There's a slight amount of, you can tell there's an attitude of, look, this is just a little stop for me. You're a coach that's staying here, but the coach goes, you need me to get you past here, so you need me as much as I need you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and he and the coach of the Raptors was very cerebral. I mean, it did remind me a lot of Nick Nurse. The way that, I mean, he was more Jedi Master Dale Carnegie than he was Brimstone and Fire. I mean, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and I think that it is a player development league. I think it's a coaching development league too.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of opportunity for these guys when they're doing as well as they are to move on to that next level. So I think that's cool too.
So back to your talking Twitter feed.
Yeah.
So the IA Wolves at IA Wolves is the best one to follow for you guys.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, everything from, as I'm looking at it here, it's just fun updates within game. It's everything going on, but as far as schedules and stuff, which we'll get into one last time, hopefully, if you're not leaving.
Yeah, but IAWolves.com.
Okay.
You can kind of get everything there. But if maybe you're in Insta or Twitter, it's at IAWolves.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, we're going to try to twist arms and see if we can get him to stay. So you'll see when we get back. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live in the studio, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this top of the hour break.